Hello, I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to an ATS member podcast supported by AboveTopSecret.com. For the benefit of any fun-loving computers over at Department of Homeland Security, this recording was made on June 29th of 2007. As we approach the 4th of July Independence celebration in the United States, I'd like to take the next 5 minutes to talk to you about civic duty. Now, it's true that citizenship means different things to different people, but because this is an opinion piece, I'd like to tell you what it means to me. Good civics boils down to patriotism and civic responsibility. That's more than just casting your ballots and writing the occasional letter to the editor of your favorite newspaper. It's an amalgamation of the two things that results in participation. The hardcore truth of the matter is that most of the conspiracies you've identified are staffed by people who bet on your apathy and your frustration, and they bank on your willingness to stay home and not participate. You may find this hard to believe, but a lot of the conspirators that you may know about actually fear your participation. That's because real participation means doing what you can to the best of your ability. I'll start off by using myself as an example. I'm good with words. That's my thing. It's what I do. So my contribution to my society would happen to be my words, whether spoken or in written form. Other people that I know are not so skilled in the oratory, but they're very hands-on. They can fix a car, build a house, or even possibly dig up some gold out of the ground, as some Alaskans are famous for doing up here. On the personal level, it's not always easy to know what it is you can do to contribute to the positive political processes of your own country. I've gotten more than a few pieces of email from my fellow ATS members who tell me what country they live in and what they'd like to do, but they just don't know if they can. My answer is always the same. How do you know until you try? That fear of failure that creeps around in the back of your mind is what the conspirators bank on. That's what they hope for, and it's what they keep wanting more of. Each time you see something in the news that scares the living jeepers out of you, hey, you know, they see that too, and they say, oh, well, I hope that Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Public will stay at home. I hope they'll do one thing less so that we can do one thing more. Now, the people who really know me up close and personal do like to tease me because I have a certain knack for doing things backwards. After I left federal service, I dropped off the face of the earth. I vanished. I was gone for 3 years and 10 months. During that time, I did something of a walkabout, and I wrote my book, and I discovered myself, and then I reinvented myself to be the man that I wanted to be. That may not seem very participatory, but because I am now the person that I need to be, I'm capable of being a nationally known author and a blogger and a conspiracy master on AboveTopSecret.com. Before I was any of these things, I was just another person. You wouldn't have been able to pick me out of the crowd. I'm going to have other things at a later date to say about the July 4th holiday, but for now, I want to impress upon you the importance of active participation. If that's not enough for you, then please let me take a moment to point out one philosophical directive. We, all of us, need a raison d'être. That's a reason to be, for those of you who don't speak French. My dad lives to fix airplanes. Mechanical problems just thrill the living daylights out of him. Some of my friends work with children, and they get a great deal of satisfaction out of that. Others build houses, and they're just absolutely blown away every time they get a chance to do something that's new and architecturally challenging. As soon as you find the thing that makes you want to get out of bed in the morning and run off and go do it, then political activism will matter to you. Then conspiracy busting will take on an entirely new meaning. If you're still not convinced, then please just remember that you're listening to an ATS member-generated podcast that'll be heard by millions around the world, supported by AboveTopSecret.com. And that is no conspiracy.